Video, officials, Colorado man who posted death to America tried to firebomb U.S. Embassy office in Israel. By Amy Farah, May 26, 2025. A 28-year-old U.S.-German dual citizen is accused of trying to firebomb a U.S. Embassy office in Israel, where he was arrested and then deported to America. The man, who is reportedly from Colorado, is also accused of making deadly threats against President Donald Trump, the New York Post reported on Sunday. The suspect is identified as Joseph Neumeier, who allegedly targeted an embassy office located in Tel Aviv on May 19. In a press release on Sunday, the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, Office of Public Affairs said Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, special agents arrested Neumeier at John F. Kennedy International Airport on May 25. The agency also noted a complaint was unsealed in the Eastern District of New York charging him with trying to destroy, by means of fire or explosive, the office in Tel Aviv. Neumeier was deported by Israeli authorities to the United States. Neumeier made his initial court appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge Peggy Kuo of the Eastern District of New York and was ordered detained, the news release said. As alleged in the complaint, Neumeier arrived in Israel in April 2025. On May 19, Neumeier, 28, arrived outside of the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv carrying a dark-colored backpack. Without provocation, Neumeier spit on an embassy guard as he walked past. Neumeier managed to break free as the guard attempted to detain him, leaving behind his backpack. A search of Neumeier's backpack revealed three rudimentary improvised incendiary devices commonly known as Molotov cocktails. Law enforcement tracked Neumeier to his hotel, where he was arrested. Neumeier's social media revealed that earlier in the day on May 19, he posted, "Join me as I burn down the embassy in Tel Aviv. Death to America, death to Americans, and FK the West." Law enforcement authorities confirmed the presence of flammable fluid in the devices. Other social media posts from an account believed to be used by Neumeier revealed his threats to assassinate President Trump. On May 25, Israeli authorities returned Neumeier to the United States. In a social media post the day of the attempted attack, Israeli police shared an image of the backpack and its Molotov cocktail components. Click here to see the image. According to the post, the suspect also threatened to kill Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, leader Elon Musk. One of the suspect's alleged social media posts read, "We are killing Trump and Musk now," while another said, "I will hunt you down and kill you both." White House journalist Andy Ngo said on Sunday that Neumeier is a leftist and former canvasser for Democrats who reportedly donated to ACT BLUE frequently. Per the post, he was born in Colorado but recently traveled to Canada. The outlet said he appeared to have a mixture of political beliefs and he allegedly posted the anti-Israel saying "from the river to the sea" online, along with pro-Russia and anti-Ukraine propaganda. The defendant is charged with attempting to firebomb the U.S. Embassy and making threats to President Trump, FBI Director Kash Patel said in a statement regarding the case. "This despicable and violent behavior will not be tolerated at home or abroad. And the FBI, working with our partners, will bring him to face justice for his dangerous actions."